taken you a minute to come around, but you certainly have, just as I knew you would. So let me ask you again. Would you go back to your old life, given the opportunity? No. No, of course you wouldn't. Exactly. And sure, I did what I had to do, and it wasn't easy. The initial kidnapping wasn't pleasant. Not for you. Not at first, anyway. Personally, I love the thrill of breaking and entering, of sneaking around in a full-body latex catsuit, masked and anonymous, running my hands over everything without leaving a single trace. He didn't even notice me. I moved so skillfully and so lightly. To the outside world, it's like you simply disappeared out of your bed without a trace. Evaporated. Poof! Into thin air. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I moved through your house like a phantom, not leaving any traces. That's why I was so eager to leave my mark on you. And aren't they pretty? Those lashes decorating your back. Welts so deep. Yes, they'll certainly scar. And I know you want more intensity. Even more permanence. But pace yourself. Oh, pace yourself, my pet. I mean, after all, you only get one body, don't you? And what will there be left to do if I spoil my canvas in one sitting? You don't want to exhaust your utility to me too quickly, do you now? I've grown quite attached to you. Anyway, at first, I thought you seemed like someone I'd get a hearty ransom for. But appearances can be deceiving, can't they? You see, after a while, I realized my mistake. And it is exceedingly rare that I make them. But after a week or so, I knew that the ransom I was holding you for simply wasn't going to be paid. I realized there was no search party, nothing. Simply put, my pet, you were completely and utterly disposable. Oh, to them, not me. To them, not me, my sweet pet. They never even alerted the authorities. Out there, you simply weren't important enough to anyone. But I want to keep you for as long as I can. That's why I've been savoring you, taking such care with you. I don't want to get carried away and have to throw you out after a single use. And honestly, it all worked out, didn't it? Oh, I have always had such good luck. I didn't need to involve others to get what I wanted. I was able to get the full sum from you, and without any force, without any coercion, without escalating to torture or to, let's say, threatening your loved ones, you simply gave me what I wanted, and then some. Your savings, your 401k, every material possession you had in this world. And it was effortless, really, extracting it all from you. Thanks to my tutelage, you quickly grew disillusioned with material comforts. And it was just a few days in when I realized that the situation was going to work out after all, that you'd give me what I wanted willingly. Enthusiastically, even. Really, it worked out in both of our favors. Wouldn't you agree? Think of it as an investment in me and in you, in your future, in our future. So, my pet, welcome to your new abode. This cozy little soundproof dungeon, which you'll happily share with others when the time comes. But which is yours alone for now. It's dark and quiet and peaceful. And when others come, you'll welcome them. Your brothers and sisters, your new family. You'll tell them all about what a wonderful host I am and perhaps help them get acclimated. I know you're eager to repay me for my generosity. Sometimes it might take them a while to get used to it, but I have my ways of silencing them lest they get to be too much for you. You just say the word, my sweet pet, and I'll assist you. Plus, soon enough, they usually all give in. Oh, that's right. Do you think the men who helped me execute my mission were always so skilled, so light on their feet, capable of moving gracefully and quietly, able to so easily avoid prying eyes in a neighborhood like yours? No, no, no. Men are seldom capable of such subtlety. I had to train them, to help them unlearn, and to start over with a blank slate. And now, thanks to me, they've finally found their purpose, their calling. Now they actually get to be really, truly good at something useful. And don't you want to be useful? Well, I assure you, you're going to be. You'll rise among the ranks. You'll be the most useful of all. Lucky you. Oh, it's all thanks to my harnessing your potential. Speaking of which, how are you feeling after your first treatment? Lighter? More refreshed? Good, good. It worked just as intended. Every time you'll find yourself feeling a bit lighter, a bit clearer. Before, your thinking was clouded. And thanks to me, you've gotten to see the truth. The truth of where you really belong. And you found someone who appreciates you for, well, for the new you. I mean, doesn't it feel so nice to know you'll always have a purpose? That you'll always have a home here with me. Someone who does notice you, who does care. And once you begin to help me with my missions, well, then you'll know we're securing a safe, abundant, and joyful future for all of us. For me and all of those I take care of. Oh, we're a big, happy family here, aren't we? Yes, we sure are. Oh, isn't it wonderful? You'll bring the others on board. Oh, and you'll help me take care of this family, of our large, wonderful family, outside the stifling constraints of traditional gender norms, of marriage, monogamy, all of those tired patriarchal institutions. Yes. Yes. I rescue and provide a refuge for all those who have failed at their traditional roles. Those just like you. Don't you want to help them? I'm sort of a Robin Hood figure, really, aren't I? Redistributing wealth among the people, among those who really truly deserve it. You remember what it was like before, do you not? Everything you had. Oh, I mean, it wasn't extravagant by any means, but it was certainly comfortable. Far too comfortable, really. It made you numb and complacent, a hollow shell of a person. You lost your humanity, your personality, your creativity, hell, even your self-expression. And what's worst of all, the whole time you knew you didn't really do anything to deserve it. Not any more than anyone else, did you? No. You weren't exceptionally bright or exceptionally talented or skilled or good. You weren't exceptionally anything, were you? No, you were simply complacent, just a cog in the machine, going through the motions, trudging along the expected life path of someone like you, while your soul and mind and interior life simply eroded. The very textbook definition of mediocrity. Would you ever want to go back to that? Of course not. And thanks to me, you don't have to. I've already begun my tinkering. Sure, I did some erasing, but to be honest, there was not much left to erase. You did that all by yourself, by your own cowardice, by the choices you made in life and the hollow performance you ended up succumbing to. So, now you get it, don't you? The kindness of what I'm doing, the benevolence of my whole mission, the need for a revolution and for a charismatic leader like myself to lead it. The world needs the benevolent rule of someone like me. To the outside observer, yes, sure, my unorthodox methods may seem cruel, but they don't understand that I'm fighting for liberation, freeing men like you from the ill-fitting constraints of the heteronormative family and redistributing the wealth to the deserving so we can live in this big, happy communal family. With me as the matriarch, of course. You know, the problem has always been that change simply takes too long. That dismantling these outmoded systems takes generations, centuries sometimes. And when has the work ever really, truly been complete? You see, while I was completing my psychology PhD, I became very interested in less conventional uses of hypnosis and brainwashing techniques. My research revolved around the Weather Underground and the so-called brainwashing of Patty Hearst. These revolutionary organizations, unfairly maligned and dismissed as cults, were really doing amazing work. Unfortunately, it was cut short much too quickly. So, during my doctoral studies, I realized that actually I had the capability to not only revive their work, but to innovate upon it. I realized I was exactly the revolutionary this era so desperately needed, that I could accelerate change, starting at the very root, the interior, the subconscious mind. Now this is how we address the stagnancy, the suppression, the apathy, the fear. Me, I'm the only one who has the answer we've all been so desperately waiting for. I, and I alone, hold the key to collective liberation. So, you can be proud now. Proud that I've given your life purpose and meaning, freed you from your old shackles, and put you in these new ones that suit you so much better. And so you understand now, firsthand, that what I'm doing to these men in similar situations to the one you were in, is freeing them, liberating them, giving them an escape. A path to finding true meaning and purpose. I'm really helping others. And I am so glad that I found a way into your mind and helped you join the revolution. Now, I'm determined to make this fun, to open you to the full possibilities of masochistic delight, to the altered states I induce through both physical and psychological means. The malleability of your mind, the new neural pathways opened through a combination of my therapeutic skill and through the use of psychedelics, electroshock, hypnosis, etc. Oh, masochistic rituals unfairly maligned and dismissed as torture, no? I mean, you've enjoyed every moment of them, haven't you? Therefore, others will learn to enjoy them too. I've unlocked new gateways to pleasure inside of you, my sweet one. How does it feel when you let me into your mind? How do you feel after I've made room for my vision? How does it feel to obey and execute my visionary mission? How does it feel to be part of the revolution? You are doing good work. And it feels good to be doing good work. And I've made you feel so damn good, haven't I? Shown you the peace of constriction, the beauty of pain, transcendent states beyond your wildest imaginings. Now, we are going down, down, down. I have helped you soar beyond the constraints of your body, of your life as you know. How does it feel when you've fully let go and completely accepted your situation? I want you to recall that feeling, still fresh in your mind, and let it envelop your skin. Tell me, how does it feel? Blissful. That's right. Completely and utterly blissful. Blissful. Repeat it again, puppet. How does it feel when you've let me into your mind? Blissful. How do you feel after I've made room for my vision? Blissful. How does it feel to obey and to execute my visionary mission? Blissful. How does it feel to be part of the revolution? Blissful. You are doing good work, and it feels good to be doing good work. And I've made you feel so damn good, haven't I? Shown you the peace of constriction, the beauty of pain, transcendent states beyond your wildest imaginings. Now, we are moving down, down, down. I have helped you soar beyond the constraints of your body, of your life as you know it. I have helped you soar. But now it is time to go down, down, deeper. Knowing you are held, knowing you are cared for. Down, deeper. Knowing you are loyal. Knowing that I am the leader we've all been waiting for. Down, deeper, deeper and deeper. Down, deeper, my puppet. Knowing that I am saying so much, instilling so much, even the words that are just barely audible, just whispers in the back of your mind, they are all moving downwards. Down, deeper, deeper, deeper. Eyes moving between my perfect likeness, my seductive body, and the mesmerizing spiral. Back to me. Back to the spiral. Back to me. Eyes losing focus. It is so easy to obey when I command such natural authority. When I have already demonstrated my power, you are simply going down deeper, deeper and deeper, because the deeper you go, the lighter you feel. So easy to obey when I sound like this. Deeper. It shouldn't be possible, and yet, it's as if you've known me forever. Down. Deeper. So many things have always competed for your focus, but now I've opened your mind, traversed long dormant neural pathways. Down, deeper. And I've shown you how truly overwhelming, how bewildering it is to exist in a world without guidance. Down, deeper. And then, my sweet pet, then when I snap my fingers, when I snap them just like this, every channel inside of you that I've previously opened with LSD, with electroshock, with so-called torture, hypnosis, all of it comes flooding in. Your newfound awareness, your newfound sensory abilities, and suddenly you awaken. Everything coming to the surface. Everything comes flooding in at once. Everything competing for your attention. So many memories at once. My voice, the spiraling behind me, the pronunciation of every letter, every honeyed syllable. A fresh wound in the shape of me, still steaming from the branding iron, still steaming on the delicate pinkish-gray folds of your brain. It is me you smolder for. It is me you burn for. Your mind is flung open to everything at once, and you simply want to find refuge in my arms, in my strong hands, in my soothing voice. The way that I've brandished my image into your mind, my perfection branded onto your mind's eye, eclipsing every other erotic image. My perfection, my control is unforgettable. You are deeper than you've ever been. And you only get deeper and deeper every single time you drop for me. You only spiral down for me. It is just the beginning of the downward spiral. It is too much the intensity of the aftertastes in your mouth, the smells your perception has never been sharp enough to notice but is noticing now, the sensory awareness of the smallest areas on your body, the tiniest hairs in your nostrils moving as you inhale and exhale, all for me. Inhaling and exhaling, all for me. And your awareness unfurls and plunges into chaos, bewilderment. Chaos, bewilderment until 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good boy. Dropping down into a state of heightened focus. 2 snaps and you're back here with me. All of those sensations fall away and I return you to your renewed focus. Your focus on me. And it's awfully nice to focus on me, isn't it? What else is as deserving of your attention? Notice how everything blurs out of focus in your mind's eye. Awareness narrowed, distilled. Razor-sharp focus on me and only me. grounding, simple. The truth is simple. And it's a delight, isn't it? To see nothing but my image. Too perfect to be tangible. Too skillfully rendered to be either natural or attainable. You melt as your gaze draws you closer. Me in my black corset. And then me earlier, all in black, tight, shiny latex. A second skin, gleaming in lustrous black latex, making your head spin with delight. No contour of my body left hidden. No skin left exposed or touchable. A living dream. And back to me now in my little corset, this key dangling around my neck. Physical evidence of your captivity, of the reality of it. However, I am not something, I am not someone you can grasp with your hands. I am not someone you could ever touch. Yet your senses have been touched by me, taken by me. Touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight. Yes, I have found my way into them all. Yes, my pet. Notice I only need one or two to take the rest. Just like I only needed you to take everything you had. You were insignificant, but you opened a door. I've taken everything you've ever touched, and now you touch nothing at all. I am only getting sharper in your mind. Yes, my long strawberry blonde hair, silky, lustrous, falling over my shoulders. Your eyes tracing my curves. The peak of each breast, perfectly sculpted. My sleek waist, my hourglass curves. You are dropping deeper and deeper under my spell as your eyes move down my silhouette. I am only getting sharper in your mind. The spiraling is accelerating. Yes, look at my long strawberry blonde hair, silky, lustrous, falling over my shoulders. Let your eyes trace my curves, the peak of each breast, perfectly sculpted, my sleek waist, my hourglass curves. You are dropping deeper under my spell as your eyes move down my silhouette, down my shapely legs and thigh-high black stockings. A body so stunning that to look at it is a kind of baptism. It was meant to wash your mind clean, your scattered awareness gathered and distilled, focused on one single point, me. You are hard as a rock, mind blank, and drippy, slutty, and eager to do my bidding. This is heaven on earth, and it's for the greater good, isn't it? The answer is so clear. Here, let me show you the answer. Let me show you the truth. One, two, three, four, five. And it all comes flooding back. Back up in a sea of hyper-awareness. Back up to the world of scattered focus or infinite sensory demands. All your nerve endings beckoning your attention at once. You are picking up sounds you've never noticed before. Smells so subtle that they are typically imperceptible. They are now flooding your nostrils, stirring your memories. You can hear your own breath, my voice, your own breath, until your flooded senses crave my control, my guidance, renewed grounding. You crave my control to soothe you and it all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Down, all the way down for me. Very, very good, my sweet pet. Back to me. Back down to where everything is simple and clear, where you can bask in the glory of my vision. Focus on the pleasure I give you. Focus on your rock-hard, dripping cock and how my pretty blue-green eyes pull you in deeper. Deeper, what that word does to you when I pronounce it. What it does to you when I lick my full crimson red lips. When I lightly graze you with the sharp tips of my crimson red nails. My perfect body, my sultry voice. How each word drops you deeper, sharpens your focus on me, makes you harder, gets you closer. Your body knows what passion is, what makes you feel so alive and so full of life. Your body knows what's true, because the truth of my words resonates and fills you with immense pleasure, with clarity and peace. Your body craves obedience. Your body is grateful for my vision, for my guidance. I am so generous for having taken you under my wing. You want to obey me, don't you? You want me to train you, don't you? That's right. I thought you did. You want it all so you can be a part of my revolution. You are dripping at the thought of doing my bidding, of executing my commands. And this, what we're about to do is good practice, because good behavior is rewarded. And bad behavior is punished. You are conditioned, retrained, each time that a neuron fires with pleasure. Each time pleasure is associated with obedience. With proper execution of my commands comes pleasure. With pleasure comes the proper execution of my commands. You are, first and foremost, motivated by pleasure. You are motivated by pleasure above all else. The pleasure of obeying me surpasses all other pleasures. This time it's your cock. Next time it will be any tool or object I require to accomplish my mission. You are always eager to lend a helping hand. So wrap your hands around your rock-hard shaft. And good. Move up and then down for me, pet. Up and then down, exactly like I tell you to. This time it's my voice inside your head. You've grown to love it. Because at first you're gonna go up and down to the sound of my voice, to each syllable, and then you're going to do it exactly like I want you to. You're gonna do it exactly as I tell you. So go ahead and grab it tighter. Yeah, just like that. Up and down, let your eyes focus on my perfect body, on everything you can't have. And I want you to go a little tighter and a little faster as you go up and then down for me. Up and then down for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're getting too close. I want you to stop. Hands off when I say hands off. Because you can't help but obey me. I've been teasing you for a long time. And I want you to slow down for me now. Put your hands back on your cock and do it again, but much slower, pacing yourself because you are physically incapable of coming without my command. And it is excruciating going up and down and up and down so slowly. But you can do hard things for me, can't you? No matter how desperate you are for me, I know you can endure. Enduring discomfort for a goddess is a pleasure. Your desperation for my approval motivates you to endure. You are very motivated to endure intense arousal. To endure not knowing if I will even let you come. You do not do this for self-gratification. Obedience is its own pleasure. You do this to endure how intensely you throb and drip for someone so profoundly unattainable. And now you're going to play with your full swollen balls for me. Notice how my words feel like a tight grip, like my soft, graceful hands firmly clenching them, closing in around them and squeezing them. It's almost a bit of a painful pleasure, my hands tightening around them. Knowing the things I'm capable of makes you harder, dripping with fear, dripping so much pre-cum for me. Oh, the things you've seen me do with your own eyes. But you understand me. You know it's all for the greater good. The perfect marriage of cruelty and benevolence. Because the revolution is coming. And you are gonna grip your cock tighter and praise my clarity of vision. Moan for me. Show me your desperation. Now go faster for me. Faster, faster. Oh God, you're so explosively close, but you dare not disobey. You dare not disobey. You practice restraint for me. You slow down when you're just at the edge. You remove your hands. You abdicate your pleasure now. Very good, my pet. Doing just as you're told. And now, you can teeter on the edge of ecstasy and resist, all because of me. You are so grateful for my clarity of vision. Your impulses are perfectly controlled by me. You will play your part in my revolution. All you've ever wanted was to be useful to someone like me. Your desires never come first. They are always subservient to my vision. But you never thought someone like me actually existed. Harder, faster. You'll do anything I ask. You obey me because you admire my clarity of vision. I am the charismatic leader you've always wanted to follow. Oh, so desperate. I've restrained you, harnessed you for the greater good. So good. Such a good, obedient boy. Such a good, obedient boy. I want you to lick up all that mess from your fingers. Lick the pre-cum off of your fingers for me. You will carry out my orders perfectly. Now, squeeze tighter. You will put your own pleasures aside for the greater good. Yeah. Just like that. And you're gonna let images of my perfect body flood your mind now. You will play a part in my revolution. Stroke that hard cock for me. My guidance has made everything so clear. Harder, faster, harder, faster, closer to the edge for me. Yeah, that's it. Very good. Closer and closer until you can barely take it. But even I can be merciful. Look how fucking hard you are for me. God, you've never, ever wanted anybody so bad. I can be merciful. Unpredictable, but merciful. Because ultimately, I want you empty. Drained of cum. Drained of your past. And when you come for me, you're going to moan, to audibly express your devotion to me without any inhibition. And now you are stroking harder, faster, moaning for me. Yeah, just like that. Harder, faster, harder, faster. And when I say one, you will come, and you will come hard. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Come all over yourself for me, my puppet. And now I want you to sink into that afterglow.